The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 26th of June, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, if the rumors seem to be true, at least according to Bloomberg anyways, Apple might have some nice old headphones coming for us in 2019. And we're talking on the higher end scale, too. Yes, it seems that Apple's working on a lot of different types of headphones slated for release in 2019. Of those headphones, we're seeing a refresh of the AirPods, of course. And according to Bloomberg, those new AirPods probably will cost more than the ones do right now. Why? Well, apparently they'll be water resistant and have noise cancellation. Other things that might be tucked into the devices too will be an integrated heart rate monitor and biometric features, you know, for that health functionality they're trying to get all involved with. Now, other than the AirPods, supposedly there will be over-the-ear headphones and are intended to be a much higher end than the Beats current headphones. Now, we all know how much Beats headphones cost, so I wonder what these things will cost. Hey, and since we're speaking of headphones, you got to talk about speakers, that means we got to talk about the HomePod. Also, according to Bloomberg and their sources, the HomePod will be updated next year as well. Let's just hope version 2 is better than version 1. Hey, you hate ads? Yeah, I know. A lot of us hate all these freaking ads nowadays. Well, Microsoft might be getting our business pretty soon when it comes to browsers. Microsoft apparently is testing ad blocking on its new Edge browser for Android. This is according to the folks over there at The Verge, by the way. They're going to be adding AdBlock Plus directly into the beta version of its next Microsoft Edge browser, which is actually currently available for beta on Android. And from what we're hearing from our Android users, it's not too shabby. Now, AdBlock Plus will be enabled directly for Microsoft's Edge settings, so you're not going to have to go in and fiddle with anything. And according to what Microsoft is saying, it will be the most aggressive ad-blocking solution among all the browsers out there. Have you ever been pondering looking at Google Earth thinking, I wonder how far it is from there all the way over to there? Well, now you can know. Yes, Google's introducing a nice little nifty feature that's going to let you measure distance and area. Yes, you'll know the exact distances between two or more points on Google Earth now. Now, just so you know, that old classic version of Google Earth, yeah, remember for desktop? Believe it or not, this was actually there. Just had to do a lot of digging to find it. But ever since the relaunch of Google Earth in April of this year, all of its features are going to be a lot more upfront and center now. Now, if you want to try out that new measuring tool, if you're just sitting there at your desk and bored to death, it's available on Chrome starting today. As for if you're on Android or iOS, we still don't know when it's coming there. Google hasn't said anything. And finally, staying with Google News and Chromebooks in the classroom. I'm sure a lot of you kids out there that listen to the news show are thinking, well, these things are great. I can be browsing the internet or listening to the news show. My teacher won't even know I'm not doing the assignment. Well, they're going to know now. Yes, Google has announced some new features for its Google Classroom product today. One that's not going to make students happy. Yes, now if you're a parent or a teacher, you'll be able to shut off access to apps and browsers when students should actually be, shall we say, focusing on their actual work. Or in other cases, say they should be sleeping at nighttime. Yeah, you can shut the thing down now, parents. Teachers actually will have the ability to actually lock students right into their assignment. Meaning you ain't gonna be able to browse the internet or search for answers now. So, sorry boys and girls in the classroom right now if you were listening to the news show. Looks like you're gonna have to go back to the old way of doing things. Eh, using the phone that's probably in your pocket. That you're trying to conceal from the teacher. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for podcasts, blogs, and reviews all over there for your choosing. You can find us on our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community. We would love for you to be a part of it, so come on over and join us. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning to you on Thursday. We'll warn you now, though, Thursday edition might be a tad bit late, but we will get you out one. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.